Good morning and welcome into our weekly feature, Your Life Matters, with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Good morning, Dr. Beth.
Good morning, Mike, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And hopefully our listeners over these last couple of weeks have, if they were in the mindset of making some changes in their lives as we turn to 2019, they've learned some good things about some of the pluses and maybe not so much a minus, but a bit of an obstacle because it's tough to make changes because our brains are used to routine and the way things have gone. But today we kind of keep on that same topic and tie it into changes at the workplace. So what are we focusing on today?
Well, I think we need to remember that life is a series of agreements. We agree, individuals and groups agree to do certain things that help society in exchange for something else. So we might be police officers or teachers or clergy or doctors or a homemaker, and we're getting something of value out of that, either money, prestige, freedom. That's our work. That's who we become. Those are the skills that we practice over and over. And those are all really good things. But it's important to pay attention along the way because things are changing all the time. And if we're not paying attention, then we fall behind or feel left out. And that's not a good place to be.
No. And maybe some reminders, too, about our bodies and how some of these things work with the brain and everything else, especially for those that may have missed some previous shows.
Right. So when we think about our brains, what they're really designed to make us safe, and they want to do it as efficiently as possible. So they have these little pathways that are like, they're called myelinated, but it's like Teflon in your brain, I think. And it just lets those paths operate more easily. So transitions from one type, for example, of technology to another might cause us some difficulty for a while. Or if different procedures are going on, those kinds of things are going to start making it difficult for us because our brains automatically go to the old way. We have to build in some time for change, and we have to have our teams and our administration build in some time for those changes.
And how does it all tie in to the workplace?
Well, so when we think about the workplace, we have to remember that we get a lot of value out of what we do and how we do it. And that makes our brain think that we're really doing it right. Our behaviors become very automatic. So we have to remember to set a smart goal for ourselves in terms of attention, reflection, and then action. We have to pay attention that things may be changing. There's an interesting book called, it's a little fable, Who Moved My Cheese? And why are things suddenly so different? And you could tell that they were coming, we just didn't pay attention. So we need to think about that. You know, we need to think about what are the new laws that are coming up. We need to think about how relationships change with our coworkers. If somebody's having a bad day or a good day, or if they have a new role, they might not be the same way in their interactions toward us. So again, we're talking about setting those SMART goals. And give you a quick reminder. It stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. So when we're talking about specific at the workplace, it's important to know what you offer and what other people offer in terms of skills. In terms of measurable, pay attention to, is your skill valuable or does it need to be updated? Attainable, can you do it? Can you get it done? Relevant, it's really important to stop talking so much about how things used to be unless you're learning a lesson from the past and applying it to the future. The rest of it just is time killer. And then timely, practice it repeatedly in the present.
And we talked too about, you know, trying to adjust the brain because it's used to a certain pattern. When we make these changes, it's a little difficult. At the workplace, it's probably even more so because that's probably where you have more routine, more of the same type of day-to-day setup than in your personal life even.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And you're working with groups of people. So and you spend more time awake at work than any other place, usually. So yeah, it's very difficult to make those changes because you're counting on other people to do it as well. So, and that brings me really quickly to the subject of teams that go through cycles naturally. I'm a consultant also at teamclock.com. And there's a really good book, and I'll put it on the website for the listeners, where they talk about how teams change over time and how they can move in and out of cycles to benefit everyone.
teamclock.com. All right. Yeah, that sounds good. And any final thoughts on our show for today before we wrap things up?
I think, you know that I'm an expert on workplace bullying, and my goal is always to prevent it. So I think paying attention to the signs of change really help us to stay current and allow us to make small changes before things really get out of hand.
Yeah, we'll kind of keep this topic, at least a similar form of this topic, up for next week, a little more specific into our lives, right?
Exactly.
Sounds good. If you've missed any of previous broadcasts, you can find them online at safeharboril.com or on Facebook at Dr. Beth Speaks and Safe Harbor Counseling. Thanks again, as always. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Remember to submit your questions as well at safeharboril.com and tune in next week. Maybe your question will get answered on the show or on a future show. For Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.